Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so this involves a neighbor's car.
Okay.
This involves a neighbor thinking that you damaged their car, and you're like, no, I didn't, and I'm not paying for it.
I'm not triggered. No, I'm not.
All right, Trevor says he's a lifelong listener, literally since the middle school bus. He said, Allie, you're the voice of Milwaukee. No, I'm not.
You raised these boys, Allie. You raised these youngins.
I raised you, Trevor, did I?
Yeah, boy.
Now, DZ and I are the voice of Milwaukee. All right. He wants to know if he's the jerk for not directly contacting his neighbor and paying for a door ding.
A door ding?
Yeah, listen. He says, okay. Allie and DZ, I received a passive-aggressive note on my windshield from the car next to me in the parking garage, basically accusing me of giving their car a door ding.
Mm.
Their note mentions words like accidental and, quote, may have happened from your door, unquote. But the closing remark on the note was, I appreciate your understanding in resolving this and discussing repair costs.
Oh.
With their cell phone number listed.
Quite direct, huh?
That ending did not sit well with me for something as minor as a door ding with no proof I actually caused it.
Mm-hmm.
I work in HR legal, so being petty...
is your job. Got
he
it.
He said, I wrote a full-page legal memo explaining that I will not be paying for the damages or discussing further.
Oof.
I mean, door dings are common wear and tear, especially being in Milwaukee. I also don't believe I caused it. And now I can't be certain that I didn't leave a ding at some point. So I folded up a $10 bill with the note and signed off stating, if you do feel entitled to receive payment for such minor unproven damages, please accept this $10.
This is your compensation. Take it or leave it. Here go 10.
He said, I even took pictures of their car and couldn't see a visible ding. So, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not contacting my neighbor and agreeing to pay for a mystery door ding?
I mean...
love you guys! With an exclamation point, Trevor.
Trevor.
So... there is no way with no proof and me not even being aware that I dinged your car. I'm not paying you. You're out of your mind. How are you going to accuse somebody if you better have the paint and everything?
Right. No, for sure. And it gets expensive quick. You think a ding is going to be 10 bucks? No.
DZ, when I lived on the east side, I parked in the garage underneath our building.
Okay.
And one day we had assigned parking. So like I hit the girl's car next to me.
Your spot was your spot.
And I hit her car with my door hard.
Ooh.
And I left her a note because it was obvious.
You left her a ding.
And I felt bad. And she was like, thank you so much for leaving that. We talked. I said, I'll pay for any damage. It ended up being fine.
Okay.
It worked out. But if I didn't do it, there's no way in hell I'm leaving you a note. And if you leave this, no.
Okay.
Can you imagine you get a note like this and you're like, I didn't even touch your car?
Yeah. I wonder if there's assigned parking. Is the situation that Trevor also has assigned parking?
Must be if they're in a garage and this neighbor is convinced they did it.
Because otherwise, who else would do it? Or you were out and about, you parked in a parking lot at the store or whatever, and somebody dinged your car and you didn't notice until the next morning. You thought it was your neighbor, right? Who knows what it could have been? But Trevor... I hate to say it, I'm calling Trevor the jerk.
No, they're Trevor's being accusatory, and they don't even know if he did it.
Sure, they're being accusatory, but then there's steps you got to take because they're being accusatory and also going, hey, we could probably resolve this in a legal manner if we need to. Now, if you want to talk all that talk, you better have that walk with it, baby. I'm going to need video footage and evidence to say that you know I dinged your car.
That's right.
If you got that, my bad. Mm-hmm. But until then, I'm confronting you back. And it was too petitious. Why you put the 10 in the note, talk about, I got 10
on
it.
You know why he was petitious? Because what they did was petitious. Somebody texted in and said, seriously? How do you not know if you ding somebody's car?
That's what I'm saying.
You would know. You would absolutely know unless you're irresponsible. So if you didn't, then why are you worried about it? I wouldn't even give him the 10.
It feels weird, but I'm calling Trevor the jerk because he didn't have to go that petty. He definitely needed to confront the neighbor, but I would have done it face to face. I mean, like, why do you think it was me? What evidence do you have? This is a confrontation situation, and I'm calling him a jerk because he was approaching it in a very petitious way.
Somebody said, I love that he rolled up the money for the guy. LOL.
See, y'all petty.
Somebody else said, sounds sus. I may have dinged the car at some point, but don't know.
But don't know? Come on, man.
Well, y'all haven't met me. Do you want to meet somebody flighty in the world?
Flighty?
I respect Trevor not knowing, because it could happen. You never know. It's like, you know, on our own, we're marching to the beat of our own drum. We're on our own planet sometimes, DZ. You know
I've never heard the word flighty in my life. You flighty.
Flighty. I'm kind of, hey. Oh,
that's us. Flighty.
How do you think I get away with it?
Let's get it
Otherwise,
done.
It would be sus. 414-533-1037. Who said, what is the door doing? I don't get it. I'm blind. Okay, a door ding. Like you hit someone's car with it with your door.
Yeah, a door ding. You open the door really hard and it dings the door
and
next to you.
And then you have a little dent. Okay, yeah. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Trevor wrote into the show, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for basically not paying his neighbor for the car damage and ignoring it. The neighbor said, you door dinged me. I see it. And he went, no, I didn't.
You're a door dinger.
He said, I'm not contacting my neighbor, or I'm not agreeing to pay for the mystery door ding. Am I the jerk?
He folded up a 10 and gave it to him in a note back.
Sure did.
Said, if you think I did it here.
Mm-hmm. Janine's in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Janine.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think? Is Trevor the jerk for ignoring the note basically and saying I'm not paying for your damage?
Be honest.
So I was torn, but I'm going to say jerk only because he said he may at one point and not known.
Yeah.
So if he did not know at one point, who's to say he didn't do it then?
Right.
He did say, and in quote, now I can't be certain that I didn't leave a ding at some point.
Right. So he's obviously not paying attention to what he's doing.
Oh, and that right there could be admission of guilt. Mm-hmm. He said, maybe one day a couple weeks ago I might have let the door slip a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're admitting guilt when you're putting some money in there. That's admission of guilt right there. You're giving them $10, that's another admission of guilt.
That was being petty. That was just, that was more of an insult because you know the door ding would cost way more. So here's 10 to, it's insulting.
Right.
I think the 10's insulting, but it's petty and you know I roll that way, so.
Could you think legally they could like take that though and be, hey, he already gave me some money because he said.
That's what I'm saying. That's admitting liability.
That's what I think Janine was leaning at. Because when she said that, I went,
HR and legal, he should know this. Right. Trevor, get it together.
Sometimes HR legals be doing the worst because they think they above the law.
Yeah, because if you're putting some money toward it legally, you're admitting liability.
You're never going to be able to prove it in a court, though. It'd be a waste of time, and he knows that, which is why he's doing it. But I get it. Janine says jerk. Thank you, Janine.
Appreciate you, Janine.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Next up, we got Amanda in Racine. She got in for Am I the Jerk?
Oh, snap.
What? Amanda. She's back. All right. Is Trevor a jerk, Amanda? What do you think?
I think he's not the jerk.
Ooh.
Honestly, it's pretty savage what he did. I can't lie.
I know. I'm like, mad respect.
exactly. You know, I would just have ran off, honestly. I've done that a bunch of times because people don't know how to park. I can't say I know how to drive either, but
oh, man. She says not the jerk because she would ding somebody's door and drive off.
Run off on your neighbor.
I have.
On your
I've
neighbor.
Opened the door. Yeah. I've opened the door and let me just run away. This didn't happen. I'm pretending this did not happen.
Right. She just has the blinders on. Nope.
Oh my gosh. All right, but Amanda says not the jerk. Okay. Mm. Fair enough. Yeah. We're split down the middle now. All right, Amanda, you have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Don't have your baby. You're about to pop. She's due any day now.
Any day, not for real.
All right, so now we need a tiebreaker, and we got Rico on the phone in Milwaukee. Rico, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good, Papa. Wepa. Buenos dias. Talk to us.
Trevor a jerk? What do we think?
I don't think he's a jerk. Because what does this other guy have? Candid cameras surrounding his car, and every time he parks it?
Maybe.
I mean, anytime that I've ever gone to Pick and Save, I could have said, the person next to me dinged my door. But I don't know if it was them or the person that parked after them. You know? But if anything, I wouldn't have gave the guy $2. I would have gave him a penny for his thoughts of how he's going to fix it.
Even more petitious than the last.
I knew my people would show up today. I knew you guys would come. People.
I mean, it's just kind of petty, There's so many people that try to be Karens to get money for every little ding in their car that they think somebody else did.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I do think unless you have proof, you got a lot of nerve sending someone a note saying, you damaged my car. Give me a break.
Yeah, unless he's sitting out in the nest out there hovering above watching this guy's every move, I don't think he's going to be able to prove that he put a dent in his car.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be unequivocal, and I don't think it is.
Well,
no,
Rico,
there's none.
You rounded it out. It's not the jerk. Trevor is allowed to just move on with his life according to this jury.
Exactly.
Mic drop, Rico. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Rico.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Peace.
So many texts. Somebody said Rico gets MVP for being petty. Some people see that as a nice award.
Yeah.
Somebody else said jerk. His reaction was ridiculous. A normal person would have just ignored the note if they didn't do it.
Thank you for some. Whoever said that, I appreciate you.
Well, either way, he's not the jerk according to these people. Maybe Facebook, it'll be different later.
It's been decided. Y'all going to have to check back and see.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.